A big part of receiving successful medical care is following your doctor's orders, but some lifestyle changes are difficult to make. A program at the El Rio Community Health Center is helping their clients to follow doctor's orders and is even making sure that patients who can't pick up their medication don't have to go without. They're also receiving some national attention for it. Christopher Conover tells us more.
When most people think of a pharmacist, they think about a person dispensing prescriptions. But as Dr. Sandra Leal, the clinical pharmacist at El Rio, explains, their pharmacists do more than just fill bottles with pills.
We receive referrals from all the providers at the health center for very complicated cases of patients with diabetes, blood pressure, or cholesterol issues. And in Arizona, pharmacists are allowed to prescribe. So we prescribe under collaborative practice with the providers, and so what we do is we manage the patients to try to get them under better control.
The clinical pharmacist program at El Rio is aimed mostly at diabetics.
What we do is interview the patient and determine what the barriers are for them. We spend a lot of time not doing actual physical assessment, but mostly social assessment, figuring out what the issues are around medication use.
And Leal says what the pharmacists are finding is that the problem for most patients isn't the care they are prescribed.
We find that a lot of patients are getting the exact perfect regimen prescribed for them, but then for whatever reason, they leave the clinic and they can't afford it, they had side effects, they can't take it, it's too complicated. A lot of things are happening outside of here.
Making sure the patients get their prescriptions is where the entire pharmacy at El Rio steps in.
I'm calling to see if we can do home delivery this afternoon between the hours of 2 and 5. Okay. We'll
Tony Felix is the pharmacy director for El Rio.
We offer a mail order service. And, you know, we offer other patient assistance programs. We're very fortunate to have many grants and awards and compassionate care programs by pharmaceuticals to help patients access care to El Rio.
Felix says that home delivery is not just for patients who are the traditional shut-ins.
We have a number of patients that are homebound, elderly, handicapped, and also young families with kids. It's hard for them to get on the bus and come and pick up prescriptions. And, you know, national statistics state about 60% of prescriptions prescribed are never filled. And so we want to cut that down and make that percentage much better, you know, to our patients, especially those that really need it. These tough financial times, we're seeing many challenges also with patients having money to access care. So again, we've been fortunate to have resources to help our patients, you know, pay for the medications and then have some access to them.
There's one problem with the clinical pharmacist program, however, funding. Insurance companies will pay for drugs, but not for the consultations that clinical pharmacists give. That is something Dr. Arthur Martinez, the medical director at El Rio, is trying to get changed.
The major place to start, honestly, is with access, with the state itself, and trying to have that a reimbursable type of service. We've been going through some of the regular channels. We've been working very closely with our health plans, our insurers, to be able to show them the outcomes and encourage them. Money's tight right now, okay, and so it's really not the best time. But what we're trying to do, and we actually have done this on a very preliminary basis, and we're trying to improve our data significantly, is to show them that there truly is a return on investment.
And that return on investment can be easily shown, according to Martinez.
There is literature that shows that if you make improvement in a hemoglobin A1C level, that transpires into savings of reduced hospitalizations, reduced amputations, reduced, you know, blindness, all the things that, that then lead to comorbidities, chronic renal disease, all things that in later stages can be much more expensive.
The popularity of El Rio's clinical pharmacy program is not found just amongst the facility's doctors. Clinical pharmacist Leal says the patients are giving the program the ultimate approval.
We find that if one person comes, then they start sending their brother, their sister, their cousin. And so sometimes we end up with huge families who've been referred because of the word of mouth and the outcomes that they've personally experienced.
The clinical pharmacy program at El Rio is also gaining national recognition, recently receiving the Pinnacle Award from the American Pharmacist Association. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.